Osameach in Ilchus Zedus Perakal of Lochadal calls the Tumim, and he says, Atumim Chidesh Dover Niflav Amiti, Shein Chakira Shel Beizo Shoh, Al Shoh is a Muskamiot Shekol Katochnim. When it says in the Bedikas the Chakiras of the Edim that we ask the Chakira Beizo Shoh, doesn't mean in the time that you used in the hour. Ki lo ze kivna toira vidorasha vechakarta. The Pesukim says vidorasha vechakarta itev doesn't mean in the hours that we decided to take upon ourselves. The concept of 12 hours is not mikra and not aloch la b'shebisina, sholchim din ha-toir al p'yem. Hira ki sho'a mucheshet. The only time when you talk about time is something which has a physical phenomenon that you could point out to. Shamur gesh v'chatzoi sayom shevez mechalek v'azi mucheshet lain. So there is such a thing, sho'a. Doesn't mean the hour, the 12 hours. 12 hours, says the Tumim, is just some kind of an agreement that the people of the world decided to take upon themselves, but it's not some physical phenomenon. That's why when you test, they even can test about what hour is it, was it 5 or 6 o'clock, because that's not a concept of Torah. After people decided to have a 12-hour day, Chazal used it for their purposes. Aval bezemes, Mechakiras bekama besho. That's what it says. The concept of sho, which is the chakiras, doesn't mean sho, the 12 hours that we have. Sho means before chatzoyis. After chatzoyis, a physical phenomenon that could be checked. The Chazon Ish argues that. Says the Chazon Ish that the concept of hours, the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Nida, says the following. Hadekomer Yoisi Shois Veses. That concept that there is Shas Veses, Veses Kavuale Shois. That if you see, those are the hours that you use. Which means that if you saw in the beginning of the fifth hour of the day, she's also the entire fifth hour, but before the fifth, she's Mutar. If she saw at the end of the fifth, she's Mutar right afterwards, she's also before. So you see, the Vestal Shois means 12 hours, and that's Kovea. The verse is kavua, so you see that there is such a thing as shor, and that's what he says. The chen the reb sof shishi is muter b'tchila shviis the shor v'iskeish kioina v'kemash b'bisugyan v'ad emoinim shoyz lemeis leis inyonim v'kavona satoira v'lo eski b'dini. This is the kavona satoira. So the 12 hours is a Torah concept, not some kind of a haskoma. Okay, the omer b'sof b'sanhedrin sof perek dalet diud b'shoyz havei yoyim. He says, therefore, on the chakira of bekama shoyes is a din atoira, because you see the verses is nikva l'sho, which is a great kasha on the osameach. And the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim comes to explain, how do you know, where do we get like his kasha? There's not aloch l'meshem Sinai, is not a posok. He says, yes, it is aloch l'meshem Sinai, because aloch l'meshem Sinai is when you go to chidush Asher Levona, it's Rabbi Mila says, "Kach mekublan mi beizava, ein chidush levona poches michov tes yoim yud beishoes." So yud beishoes is the chelak levona. You see, there is such a thing called 12 hours. So the 12 hours is a inyan atoyra, the loch l'meshem isina is nichol in the loch l'meshem isina if how a month should be. So the two questions is, what does it mean? Why is there haloch of shoh? I mean, there's nothing less than shoh. We know that after shoh is only halokim. Halokim are the tatrab, they are 1080 breath that the person take in an hour. So the number of breathings, that's the number of halokim. But the time, division of time, only stops by an hour. So why are there 12 hours? Why is Dina Torah? And why is this aloch l'meshem isina said dafka the aloch of Kiddush HaChodesh? That's number one. And the second thing is the Magen Avraham quotes, we pass in the aloch in Rish Lamed Gimel, that the shoyes that we have are partial shoyes, are called shoyes manius. The shoyes manius, which are the relation of the proportional hours, there how we pass in that is what shoyes are. And let me just show you the aloch. The Ramo. Liud be shoyes vim nikrois ubesharinan shoyes elo. The hours, lifi inyan ayoim, it's all proportional, relational to the length of the day. ואף אם היה יום ארוך, meaning what happens if you have a longer day, משארין הליות בשויס, you count 12 hours only, והם הנקרואים שויס מנוס, and those are the proportional, the fractional hours. Says the Magן אברום, in סיכות דלת, לכוירה, he passes in סימן א', בשם הזויר, דרגה בחצוס הלילה, they always 12 hours, So it's exact 12 hours. Those are real hours. Those are real hours, but not proportional. Shani ochi, the legabi akudish bochu lala kam yom yor, because there we're trying to see the etzrotzin in simanar beakudish bochu. Beakudish bochu, there is no physical phenomenon. There is no day and night. So there's no proportional hours. Ulachan choshev loyelam beishos alayla. That's why, according to the Zohar, if you want to know the etzrotzin beakudish bochu, it's always 12 real hours. צריכים לכוון אוי, שהוא רוצם לפונוב. So it says, the לבוש ישראל, it's even all, like in the night, you count 12 hours, and the 12 hours are 60 minutes hours, meaning they're the same hours, where the hours which are equal, and not show as manius, because you go looking for the Zman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is למעלה מהזמן, is not a proportional, because it's not dictated by the sun and the night, And therefore, it's always 12 hours Shabbos. Now, you have to understand here something interesting. So there is, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 12 hours. Even though there's no sun, there's no sunset, there's no sunrise, there is nothing. What does it mean, the 12 hours by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And why by him is Shabbos, and by us is Zmanius? By us is proportional, and by him they're equal times. If there is such a thing called Laila, why is it dictated by physical phenomenon? By physical phenomena, even by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a night and there is no physical phenomena. And then the question is like this, the Yerushalm learns the account of the Sheva Brochus, we learn from Mole Shavua Zois for the week that he had to go ahead and wait for Rochel. And if you pay attention in Rochel, Rochel is something very interesting. That by Leah, he worked for 7 years, and the Pasuk says, V'ayu b'yom of k'yom imachodim, and he felt like there were 7 days. And then for Rochel, when he found out he had to marry Rochel, he waited for 7 days, married her, and then he worked 7 years. So why the 7 years by Leah is before and by Rochel is afterwards? And I thought that, what's the idea of the Shvoches? We know that they married the Yaakov Avinu, Merzilpa and Bilha, that we don't know much about them. We actually basically know very little, if anything, about them. Why is the purpose and what? How do they fit in without the Emohes? The Emohes is only Sarah, Rivka, Rochel, and Leah. Has nothing to do with the Shvoches. So what's the role of the Shvoches and why was that necessary? To answer all of this, we will go to what the Shlo here quotes. The Shlo quotes the Sefer HaPardes that says that the Zmanim, there are 7 Zmanim that exists. It's called the Yovel, the Shmita, the Shana, the Chodesh, the Shavua, the Yoim, and the Shoah. So there are 7 concepts of time. Now, what are the 7 concepts of time, and why are they specifically 7? We know that the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his creatures, how he relates his Hanhoga, is always the number 7. The number 7, you see, we have 6 days of the week, plus a day, plus the day of Shabbos, which is the physical, is 6, the 6 dimensions of the physical, right? We know that there is height, there is width, and there is depth, right? That is the 6 physical. And then there is the point, which brings it all together, gives meaning, it's called the perspective, which is the Nekuda Tzion, that we spoke so many times. The Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is 7, the physical world is 7. The world of the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he's Megala with us, which is the Vov and the Dalet. The Vov is the 6th, and the Dalet is the Mekabel, which is the 7th. It's always the Gilui is with 7. The same way the Gilui HaMokoim is Gilui of 6, which means the 6 Ktsovis, plus the Nekuda Tzion, in Zman, which is also the world of the 3-dimensional and the spiritual dimension, in the world of Zmanim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us is always 7. And that's the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of the Anhoga. So the Anhoga of the Olam is a perceptual world of 7. The world of time, it flows in the cycles of 7. Yovel is the one that's Kohel Lakol. That's that Mida that is Kohel Lakol. That's the Alma de Cherus. That's Keneged the 50th year. The 50th year, the Sharanun, which brings everything into perspective. And then you have two Marochos of Zman. Says the Shlod, there is a Maroch of Zman, which is Yoim, and there is a Maroch of Zman, which is Shona. And you could understand, because we, as the dwellers of the planet the Earth, which is the Mokim Avoida, we rotate in two ways. We could rotate onto ourselves, which is the small cycle, that's the lower cycle, that's one day, and then we rotate around the sun, and that's the largest cycle. That's why the cycle of Zmanim is the cycle of Yoim and the cycle of Shona. Says him that's Keneged, the Alma of Leah and the Alma of Rochel. We know that there are two Heys in Shem Shomayim. Hey is the one that Chochma is the Yud. Hey is to make it real. Is the realization of the master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is the realization in the world of Machshava, in the plan, and there is the realization in the world of reality. Soif Ma'inse B'Machshava Tchila. The world of Machshava, the world of meaning, the world of intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, the master plan, that development, that unfolding of the story, that one is Leah. That's why Leah is the Alma Diskasia. She is really the wife that belongs to Yaakov, but Yaakov in this world didn't appreciate that. Leah is Ima Shel Malchus. Leah is the Balash Tshuva that makes everything fit in. That's why she's called the Placha Oido. She is Moide. Moide means even something which is outside, she brings into the fold. That's connected the first day. And that's why the first hay is made out of two letters, a Dalet and a Yud. Dalet is a Mekabel, and the Yud, which is the Noisen. That's why her being was made of two people, her and the Shivcha. The Shivcha is Mekabel from her. So her Metzius is this Murgav, this complex Metzius, which is her and a Shivcha. That's why her Maroch of Zman is called the Maroch of Shona. That's why Yaakov Avinu worked for her for 7 years. But because he thought he was working for Rochel, he thought that they felt like days. When he works for Rochel, Rochel relates to the world of physical, to the world of existence. That's why her student are tzaddikim, meaning you are what you make yourself to be. That's why Yosef also goes to Mitzrayim. He's the world of physical. She's the one who is called the Hei Tator, she is the daughter. One, the two Heis. One Hei is the master plan, the development of the master plan. The other one is the realization of the master plan. The development of the master plan is Leah. The actualization of it is Rochel. That's why her children are all tzaddikim. If you are a tzaddik, you fit in. If you're not a tzaddik, you didn't bring to realization your potential, you're nothing. That's Rochel and Leah. That's why both of them needed shvoches, because they represented the letter Hey of Shem Shemayim. The letter Hey is a composite letter. It's a giver and a mekabel. The giver is the gvirta, and the mekabel is the shivcha. That's why the bilha and zilpa are the second part of the Hey of each one individually. The two marochas, the maroch of the master plan is the maroch of Shona. Shona is when the cycle is finished, when the whole thing is. That's why it's a repetition. And Yoim is the cycle onto yourself, which is called the small cycle, which is the realization and the bringing about the master plan on your own terms. That is the concept of Rochel. Those are the two Marochas of Zman. Says the Shlo, if you look at the Mareches Azman of Yoim, of Shona, Shona connects in the highest form in its source to seven, which is Shemitah. Shemitah is the grouping of seven, which is connecting to a higher source, because seven is the Giluy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does it become unfolding through time? Through 12 months. 12 months is the idea that Yudke Vovke, how it permutates the 12 permutations. So the idea is that you connect to the source of seven, which is the Giluy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the higher form, and you unfold in multiples of 12. In the cycle of Yoim, is the exact same thing. The Yoim connects to the seventh of the week, which is the seven, which is the Shoresh HaDvorim that's coming to be Megale through Avodas Yom Yom, and the way how it unfolds is the 12 hours. So the Mareches of Zman, or the 7, which is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards us, there is the 3 dimensions of Shana and the 3 dimensions of Yom. The 3 dimensions of Shana is the largest cycle, is the master plan, how it unfolds, the larger history, the history of the world, how that time unfolds. That the Shoresh is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu of 7, it unfolds in a multiple of situations of 12, and then the own private unfolding of time, which is the folding of day, that you're rotating, you have a cycle onto yourself. One is like Prat and Klal. One is the larger picture, Leah. One is the smaller picture, which is Rochel. That's why Shtetl Pnei Yeshua in Daf Gimel in Broches, that there's no such a thing as a 24-hour day. The day in Yiddishkeit is only 12 hours. But there is 12 hours of the day and 12 hours of the night. And the reason is because if you look in the higher Madrega, the higher you are, it's Ichud. That's the Baruch of Leah. That's all. There's only one Baruch of Yud Beis, which is the Baruch of the Kadoshim. When you go into the lower level, which is individual, the individuality is the Ribui, that each one, Keshem Shim Parzufim Shoves Kachendi Sim Shoves. Therefore, on that Marocha, there are 2 Marochas of 12, because that's the Ribui. So it comes out that the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfolds it in space, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfolds himself in time. The dimensions, the same way the physical is 6 dimensions of physical with something that connects it, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in time is self 3 dimensions of Shana and 3 dimensions of Yoyim, which is connecting to a higher source, unfolding in the idea of Zeh, which is 12, which is the 12 Tzerufim Shem Shamayim. In the small Marocha, that's the Marocha, the larger Marocha, like the sun cycle. When you go to the cycle unto yourself as part of the larger cycle, that's the Marocha Sayoyim, also connects to Shabbos, which is the connection, the perspective of the Tzula Sagilui, and unfolds it in every hour. But that unfolds between the Ribui, because every time you go to a lower level, becomes individualistic, there is more Ribui. And that's why it unfolds 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. So that's the concept of 12 in the concept of Shoh. In Lecha Odom Shin Lo Shoh. Shoh is the unfolding of the Anhoga in these different Serufim, how we see it happening. And that's why that Marocha comes from the Marocha of Chodesh. Shoh comes from Chodesh. Because says the Shlo, there is a difference between the sun and the moon. The sun is the Shana, which is all the master plan, it's all set. And then it unfolds as Chodesh, giving the people the ability to be Mechadesh something. Shoh is where we are able to be Mechadesh everything. So that's why the Chidush of Shoh comes from the Loch L'Meshe Messina in the length of the Chodesh. Because that is the Chidush. The Shoh is the lowest common denominator of our unfolding of the individual Anhoga, which is the individual contribution and action of each and every person. So we merely could understand also that there is an Anhog of Shoh, that the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way how it is that our hours here are bound by physical phenomena, which means that the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unfolding of Shem Shamayim, is bound by the natural laws. And therefore in this world is Shoh is Manius, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoh is Shoves. That's why all the Yomim Tovim, says the Maral, are Davka Deroshona, meaning all the Yomim Tovim, that we are Yerois Pnei Hashem, which is Pesach and Sukkot, is Dafka the time of the equinox on the whole world, the world of physical and of the spiritual are in synchrony. And that's why the Shois Shoves and the Shois Minis are the same. That's the time of the equinox, that the day and the night are the same. That's why also before the Marble, state in the Malbim, and the Ramban also, that the axis of the earth was straight, so every day was spring, and every day Shoves and Shoves Minus are the same. What the Marble did is it tilted, it created the distortion, that today our Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Anhog of Shoh, is bound to physical phenomena, that many times is a barrier to what it's supposed to be. That's the chilu between Shoves Shoves and Shoves Manya. Shoves Shoves is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how the anhoga in different permutations comes in. But in this world, we are bound by the physical phenomena, the distortions of the physical phenomena. And that's why, says the Magen Avraham, Legabe Olam Hazeh is done through the sun, which is Tzoras Manus, are fractional hours. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the anhoga, not bound by anything, which is called Shoves Shoves. And that's called the Esrotzen. We merely could understand also by Rochel and Leah. Rochel and Leah represent these two anhogas. The anhoga, which is the master anhoga, the anhoga klolis, that's the anhoga of the Heilah, which represents Leah, which is the concept of Shona, the cycle of the sun. How all the little cycles take you to the cycle of the sun. That's one Maroch of Zman. And that's why by her is Shona. That's why she had to work Sheva Shonim, but was Beyenav Kiyomi Machodi, because he saw those Rochel. And Rochel represents the small cycles, the individual cycles. And therefore, by Leah, everybody gets in. Even if somebody's a Rosha, there is such a thing of Shuvah, because that's the Anhoga Klolis, that's the Anhoga of Bina. Masha'enke, the Anhoga, which is individual, which is the rotation within yourself, is the Anhog of Rochel, and that's all for her. He worked for her for 7 days, not 7 years. And in the end, that's the Anhog of Rochel, which is the Anhog of Olam Hazeh, which is the Anhog of Olam HaTachton, which is the Anhog of Yom.